It is Depeche Mode and Enjoy the Silence. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome along to breakfast. Did you notice how long it stayed? I just said this to you a second ago. It stayed lighter for longer last night.
It did, actually.
All because of a beautiful day that went across the bailiwick, the sun shining all day. It was even nice when I was down walking the dog and you actually saw people smiling for a change.
It was. And when we went to go to the beach yesterday, and everywhere the car parks were absolutely packed. Everyone's on swarmed to the beaches.
Like the sun comes out, it's like, yeah, do it! Let's go! Then yesterday, after I'd finished, I went home and watched a bit of the Winter Olympics. I'm getting right into Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. although Richard Harding, who obviously is here from 10, he doesn't understand it. He's like, no.
No, what?
No, what it's all about. Although I watched it yesterday due to the fact that Cool Runnings was alive and running again. It was the Jamaican bobsleigh team. They were in action yesterday.
No, they
came last. Rock bottom last. They're 4 seconds behind the leaders, which apparently in bobsleigh terms is quite a lot.
It doesn't sound like much.
It's quite a lot. They came 30th out of 30. And then they got 2 runs again today. But it was just so nice to see them. And they were so excited. and there's so many people there supporting them as well, which is really cool. What I've come to learn, though, with the Winter Olympics, is that Great Britain are rubbish.
Do you think?
Proper rubbish.
Have we come first in anything?
Yeah, we've had one gold. The one we're good at is basically the one that you might have done at school because you're having a laugh, which is going down a bobsled track thingy on your front on a tray.
That's the one. I'd love to have a go at that. I think it looks great.
We won it last time. Great Britain won it again this time. And apparently that's
what
we're best.
Skeleton? Oh, yeah. Skeleton.
I don't know. There's so many different variations
of
it. Although I do watch it. I'd love to have a go at bobsleigh and also, those ones.
Lie on your back and try and just see where you're going.
Yeah, they can't.
Follow your feet.
It's madness.
How do you know what you're doing?
But do you know in the Olympics where you see actual people getting involved and you're like, oh, look at them. Oh, it's nice, isn't it? It's like, I can't name the countries because I don't want to be discriminative. But you get those ones in the Olympics where, like that guy that was swimming and he took forever to swim to the end. He'd never swum before, but he was taking part in the Olympics and he did it and everyone was like, oh, how nice. Well, that's what I think in the Winter Olympics people are like with Great Britain.
I liked the opening ceremony when there was like some countries with like 50 people coming out and then there was just like a couple of countries with one guy and a flag.
That was him.
Here I am.
Classic. I'm going to be doing...
I'm not sure. I think I'm doing everything, but...
What's the word? La Croix Deli ask you this. What would we do without bacon?
It's very true, though.
It is.
All of them. Every single... I bet they have a right laugh over
there. I bet
they
get paid loads just to do everything for their country.
A quarter of all the UK's what have been reported in Essex. A quarter of the UK's what have been reported in Essex?
Fake tan salons.
Nice. You been to one of those in Essex?
No.
What is it?
Sunbed. What's it called? What
Fajazzle.
Fajazzle. No, I don't know what it is.
Okay. I wasn't asking.
Oh, right.
What's that? You're just going...
Sorry.
Wasn't even asking. A quarter of all the UK's what have been reported in Essex. Phil, we know Amber that a little bit better now. 07781 148888. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. We'll find out if you're right or wrong and if you are winning today with La Croix Deli. A quarter of all the UK's what have been reported in Essex. Do you know? Have you got any ideas? It is the Beatles and Paperback Writer. 7:27 is the time. On the way, music to come from Duran Duran. We've got some showbiz as well. We're talking BAFTAs today.
We are indeed.
All right.
What's the word? La Croix Deli ask you this. What would we do without bacon?
Always a noticeable slowdown when the school holidays are on. Morning to everybody that's up with us this morning, but a lot of people are not due to the fact it's half term. That is this week, isn't it? I'm not just talking nonsense. A quarter of all the UK's what have been reported in Essex. Who got in touch? Lou got in touch. Morning, Lou. Who said, is it UFOs? Gary said, is it aliens? And Toby says, is it tanning booths? And that's it.
That's it.
Told you it was slow. due to the fact that... I presume it's down to the fact that it's half term. What did you say? Tanning booths?
Mm.
Incorrect. UFOs.
Is it?
Yeah. Apparently that's where they all see them. Although my favourite... I think it was did actually come out of Essex, was when this guy phoned up the police, phone 999, can see a UFO, see a UFO, are you sure? Yes, see a UFO, phones back later on, it's the moon.
Oh, yeah.
Favourite one ever. Well done to Lou, though, who is our winner today, winning a meal deal from the Quad Deli. Enjoy that, I'm sure you will, and we'll do another What's the Word tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Time for the latest headline news. It's now 7:29. With the latest, here's Amber Stark.
The trial of the man accused of killing Sarah Groves is likely to be delayed again today, this time due to the weather. Richard DeWitt, who denies murder, is due to appear in court in Kashmir this morning. However, the Groves family legal representative has been advised not to travel to the court, as severe bad weather means it's unlikely today's hearing will go ahead. More damage has been caused to coastal defences over the past week. Repairs have already been made at a number of locations, but the continued bad weather means it's an ongoing battle. Police are investigating whether a 20-year-old from Nottingham is the latest person to fall victim to the drinking game Nec Nominate. Bradley Eames was found dead days after reportedly filming himself downing two pints of gin. It's the fifth death in the UK and Ireland being linked to the internet craze. And Guernsey's deputies are free to take long holidays whenever they like, even if they miss important state's business by doing so. The chairman of the State's Assembly and Constitution Committee has confirmed there is nothing written down anywhere to stop deputies taking lengthy holidays off island whenever they like.
Sport with Islands Insurance.
Half a dozen of Guernsey's top athletes competed in Birmingham over the weekend, with Josh Alloway getting a PB in the 60 metres when he finished second by just over 7 seconds. Tom Drews came second in his 400-metre heat, while Emma LeConte came sixth in hers. Nat Whitty finished her 800-metre heat in second place, and Michael Batiste was sixth in the 1500. One of England's Ashes heroines is in Guernsey today. Sarah Taylor is one of the biggest names in world cricket, and she'll be coaching the island's emerging female players today and tomorrow at the ICG. The batsman has played professionally since 2006 and has risen to the top of the women's game. The bad feeling that appears to exist between Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger and Chelsea counterpart Jose Mourinho shows little sign of going away. Mourinho called Wenger a specialist in failure on Friday after the Arsenal chief had suggested that Chelsea fear to fail in the Premier League title race. Speaking after their 2-1 FA Cup win over Liverpool, Wenger had this to say about the so-called special one.
I'm embarrassed for him, honestly. First, I would say I didn't speak about him at all in my press conference. I'm quite more disappointed for Chelsea than for me.
Some of the big names in the women's game start their campaigns at the Dubai Tennis Championships today. World number one Serena Williams is involved, as well as her sister and two-time tournament winner Venus. Venus is hopeful of a good run.
This is important for me because I need to play matches, and since the Australian, I had 4-week break before another singles match, so for me to be able to play back-to-back weeks and to gain momentum is great.
That's the latest. For more news, sport and showbiz, go to islandfm.com.
We've got sport covered. Turn to Island's Insurance for exceptional cover.
Foresters, your home and health covered in one move.
Duran Duran and Hungry Like the Wolf is 7:37. On the way, music to come from The Killers. That's it, right now, though.
Island FM Showbiz with JT.
Showbiz. Showbiz. Entertainment.
So, yes.
What have you got?
Well, Gravity was the big winner at the BAFTAs last night.
Have you seen that yet?
No. But actually, Leo's sister went to see it. She came out of the cinema and she said... So, was that a space documentary?
Isn't that what it's all about?
It's just about space. She said it's basically just them floating around in a space capsule. Is that what you call it? A rocket?
You see, it's got all this acclaim and everyone saying how good it is and everything, but I don't know. it's all just them floating around.
Yeah, I'd like to see it, though, just to say I've seen it.
Yeah, it's very high up on IMDb, all-time greatest films, which Shawshank Redemption is the top of.
Still.
Yeah.
Holding its spot.
It's